Your sunrise news, weather, and travel. This is Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Thank you so much for joining us in conversation. Once again, we say a very good morning to you, Crystal Coleman. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. Hoping that you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Now, to you listening at home, every Monday morning at about this time, Crystal Coleman from Old Mutual Insure joins you to discuss insurance matters. She's spoken on various topics ranging from understanding insurance if you're getting cover for the first time to issues relating to gender and age-specific policies. And she's also given you a better understanding of the term Act of God. This morning, Christelle is cautioning South Africans to protect themselves, their property and their valued belongings following implementation of stage 2 load shedding. Now, for many of us, we think it's as simple as when the power goes off, we don't need to do anything else. We simply need to wait for it to come back on. But Christelle says there's actually quite a lot of damage that could happen when that power comes back on. I mean, Christelle, one minute we're worried about load shedding and you're also telling us, no, there's actually a lot more to be worried about.
Yes, absolutely. Insurance is there to protect you against sudden and unforeseen losses. And when you have something like load shedding that is actually scheduled, we know when it's going to happen, there's a certain responsibility of care that's placed on you as the policyholder, and there's certain things that you have to do. So what do you have to be worried about? First of all, load shedding has led to an increase of fires. Home fires. People are negligent, and these are actual examples that I've had, not in this bout of load shedding, but over the years, you know. So I've been around for a while. So one example, a lady went, she was busy drying her hair with an electric hairdryer. Power went off. She left her home. She went outside, and then she didn't switch the hairdryer off. And when she was outside, the hairdryer, electricity came back on. Hairdryer came back on the bedding, and then the house burned down. It was covered in terms of insurance, but I'm using it as an example. Another big problem we have as a result of load shedding is when the power comes back on, there's a power surge that comes through often. So we hear in these times of people losing their iPhones, laptop, electronic equipment, TVs are damaged quite extensively, but it can also lead to fires. So a DB board being set alight, or whatever it is, you might have a splitter in your room, in your home, taking electricity from the generator back to Eskom and vice versa. And that's also an example of a house that actually burned down. Again, it was insured, but that means you have to have a cover in place. Mm. There are policies, and there are a number of policies in the South African market, and it's the most important message I want to get out today, that limits damage as a result of power surge to maybe 50,000 or 100,000. You have to check with your insurance company or your broker. Do you have cover if there's a power surge as a result of load shedding and it leads to my house burning down? Because there are a number of very well high-profile policies out there that you're advertised on the radio every day where you wouldn't have that cover. So it's important that you check that out.
Crystal, I mean, just talking to that, though, like you said, the examples that you gave us, fortunately, the individuals were insured. I mean, is there a possibility where, if we go to the nitty-gritty of it, where a claim can be refused under load shedding? And what would the reasons be?
Well, these examples I use now, that's why I said a number of insurance companies in this market would have rejected that claim, or they would have only paid out 50 or 80 or 100,000 rand because they limit claims as a result of power surge to a certain amount under buildings and contents. Mm. So that's one example. Another example of where claims can be rejected is when it comes to the security of your home. So you have got to, if you look at your policy schedule and you read the alarm warranty, which says the alarm has to be set when your home is unoccupied or unattended. Many of those alarm warranties say specifically that you have a responsibility to make sure that the backup battery is tested and in working condition. Now, when we have load shedding, the backup battery is triggered more than it's supposed to be triggered. It's the same as a cell phone battery. It starts running down. Every day it gets triggered. That battery is supposed to be triggered once every year or whatever it is. Now it's every day. So you have to make sure that you get your alarm company out test and replace the backup battery. It could be, and I'll speak, you know, I speak out of research, you know, it's very difficult to say will be or it won't be, but it could be that if you have a claim, you've set your alarm, there's load shedding, and the backup battery is not working. There's a burglary. The company comes out and they say, your backup battery hasn't been tested for the last 2 years. We can check with your alarm company. You haven't maintained your alarm system, irrespective of the load shedding, and then you won't have any cover.
You know, we're going to talk into detail about this to you listening at home. You're listening to the voice of Christelle Coleman, who joins you once again every Monday morning to talk to you about insurance issues. We are talking about load shedding today and the risks that come with load shedding. Maybe you at home have experienced a fire in your household as a result of load shedding. Maybe some of your appliances broke down as a result of load shedding. What are some of the lessons that you've learned? And how did your insurance company respond to your claims? Would love to hear from you. 31567, that is the standard SMS line. We'd love to hear from you. Christelle, though, and I mean, I'm listening to the detail that you're going to, and I know that you've mentioned this over and over again, but with, you know, for reminding our listeners again, insurances or insurance companies actually do the checkups.
Yes, that's what they do. Unfortunately, they do these things when you have a claim. They come out and they check. And because we live in a time of electronic information and record keeping, you can't say my alarm battery was tested where it wasn't, because you have to be able to prove that from your alarm company. And there's another big risk when it comes to driving around. You're on motor insurance, and this isn't to do with specific claims being rejected, but it's caution. Because when you drive at night in a town that you don't know, you wouldn't know where the traffic lights are. So often we see accidents increasing at this time, people driving through traffic lights in a town where the other motorists are maybe more aware of it. So they just go, you know, through would have been the traffic lights, and it leads to increased motor car accidents. So it's very important that you act with, you know, with extreme caution and vigilance when the lights are out. One of the things that I personally have done at my home, I've really decided to go for, instead of just an alarm system, I've added electric fencing, because those electric fencing batteries last up to 8 hours. So at least when the power is off, I know that my electric fencing will be on and that I'm protected at night when it's dark. So it's not just about how your insurance policy will pay out, but it's also about how do you protect yourself when you are extremely exposed, you know, pitch darkness and people are being targeted. And that's the other problem. The load shedding schedules are published for each area. So our criminals are sophisticated and advanced, and I'm not saying it in a good way. So they can target specific areas and properties because they know that there won't be any lights on in those areas. It's easy to get away.
And that being said then, Christelle, I mean, you talk about some of the things that you've done in your house. So for the Cape Talk listeners out there, how can they reduce the risk of possible damage or loss caused as a result of power cuts then?
I think first thing you have to do is phone up your insurance company or broker. There are companies like Old Mutual Insure where you will have the adequate insurance in place, but not all insurance companies are created equal, or policies for that matter. Ask them, if I have a fire as a result of a power surge, am I covered? If they break into my home because it's load shedding, will your policy pay out? And make sure that you've got the right cover in place. It's very, very important. And then it's the most important thing you can do is to make sure that you get your alarm company out. Most of them do it as part of the service that, you know, that you pay a monthly fee for, to test your backup battery. Now, after we've had a week of load shedding, have your backup battery tested. But most importantly, do it before you go away on holiday, because that's normally when the alarms are set for, you know, a period of time. So make sure that everything's working the way it's supposed to be. Your gate motor, your alarm motor, and the backup battery that goes with your electric fencing. Make sure it works after this week that we've had of load shedding.
All right. And to you listening at home, once again, a reminder to you that you are listening to Christelle Coleman. If you have any questions that you want to ask when it comes to insurance, feel free to give us a shout at 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. Now, that being said, Christelle, you talk about some companies will have limitations, but either way, you could be covered for this. Can one then get additional cover for, you know, for the event of loss due to a blackout?
Well, you've got two avenues that you can take. The one is make sure that you've got the cover. If you don't have it, ask the insurance company if you could buy it. You know, if they don't offer it, then shop around for a policy where you will be insured, because there are covers in the market or policies that will cover you. And then, of course, you have the option to try and recover from escrow. So, you know, if you have an insurance policy, for instance, and you've had a fire that wasn't covered, that you then go to Eskom. I know that people are claiming from Eskom for damaged electronic equipment. People don't even have, you know, insurance in the first place. Electronic equipment, power surge damage. So you do have that. You know, you can go to the Eskom website and find details there and submit a claim. That's obviously the long road, and I don't know how, you know, how good they are at paying these claims, but I do know that that has been done.
That being said, Crystal, we will ask for your parting comments, but also, I mean, it's always good to ask, as you've often said. If you don't know, just ask. And I mean, at Old Mutual Insure, you're always available to actually just answer any questions. You don't need to be a member. Just give a call, right?
Yes, you can give a call. And I think it's really important that you remember, and it was sort of to some degree, this is my parting shot, is, you know, you get what you pay for. So I think because we are under so much pressure, South Africans, from an economic perspective, people shop around and they just look at the bottom line premium, and they're just like, for ostriches, don't worry about the cover. The reality is, if you end up saving 400-500 rand a month, you probably end up, you know, taking cover out of the policy. Things like power surge insurance, and you've got higher excesses, and you're sacrificing something along the line. And if you don't do take the trouble of doing your homework and understanding what it is that you've sacrificed for this bottom line premium saving, you will find out when you've got a loss and it's not insured. And that's the worst possible time to find out. So make sure that you check your policy and that you read it and that you ask the questions. Because people don't do their homework, and then there's a claim and they turn around and they blame the insurance company. When really it's up to the policyholder to know and understand what they're paying for.
I love the way you say that.
Broker.
Yeah. I love the way you say that. It's the worst possible time to find out when you're actually calling about getting a claim. We laugh now, but it's not funny. It's really not funny then. Crystal, once again, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. As always, we chat again next week, Monday morning.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Crystal Coleman, once again, ladies and gentlemen, from Old Mutual Insure. And once again, as Crystal always says, if you're not sure, you don't have to be a member of Old Mutual Insure. Just give him a call. Find out. Do your research.